With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A second round of voting to select a new House Speaker ends up with the same result as the first round. Speaker pro tempore North Carolina Representative Patrick McHenry made the announcement following today's vote.
No person having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a speaker has not been elected.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan receiving 199 votes, while House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries received 212 votes. 22 Republicans cast their ballot for someone other than Jordan. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden said that humanitarian assistance being sent to Gaza is intended for innocent Palestinian civilians, not the militant leadership.
Israel agreed the humanitarian assistance can begin to move from Egypt to Gaza. Let me be clear. If Hamas diverts or steals the assistance, they will have demonstrated once again that they have no concern for the welfare of the Palestinian people.
With more on the president's trip to Israel, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After arriving in Tel Aviv, the president met one-on-one with Prime Minister Netanyahu before gathering with Israel's war cabinet.
This will be a different kind of war because Hamas is a different kind of enemy.
We will continue to have Israel's back as you work to defend your people.
The president expressed horror over the atrocities carried out by Hamas terrorists, even as he spoke of the need to help innocent Palestinians caught in the middle of the conflict.
The chief suspect in Natalie Holloway's 2005 disappearance in Aruba has admitted he killed her and disposed of her remains. He's agreed to plead guilty to charges he tried to extort money from the teen's mother. Years later, the disclosure came during a plea and sentencing hearing for 36-year-old Joran Vandersloot in a federal courtroom in Alabama. This is SRN News. Throughout this week, we've been profiling the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer project currently underway in England and its visionary founder, Richard Gamble. In an interview with Lori Tredup of SRN News, he says, like most Christians worldwide, he's focused this week on events in Israel.
Yes. Given your heart for prayer, what would your prayer be for Israel, and how would you maybe offer some hope to Israelis today?
Where there are these major world events, God is always in the midst. So I would be encouraging everyone to pray for Israel and to pray for his people that are in that land, that they would be moved and guided by his will, that they would find peace and strength, and most of all, hope.
Gamble adds his project, expected to open in 2026, will be testimony to the fact that God moves in amazing ways in answer to prayers. Learn more at the website eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. Beijing has vigorously protested the U.S. Commerce Department's latest update of export controls to prevent exports to China of advanced computer chips and the equipment to make them.
China's Commerce Ministry said the controls were improper and urged that Washington end them as soon as possible. The remarks were in response to questions about revisions of U.S. export controls meant to counter the use of such chips for military applications. They include the development of hypersonic missiles and artificial intelligence.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the Chinese Commerce Ministry said Beijing would take all necessary measures to safeguard its rights and interests without giving any details. The Palace of Versailles and three airports in cities across France evacuated for security reasons and temporarily closed. The tourist palace has reopened. The three airports had received email threats. More details at SRNnews.com.